Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Reclaiming the friendly skies. We're going to be talking about this involving our lawsuit on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I just remember during that COVID time, the phones ringing like crazy every day, all day. And many of these people were fighting for their religious freedom against the COVID shot, whether it's there were students or employees, military. I mean, you name it. There were so many healthcare workers, and including those in the airlines were also being mandated to take the COVID shot, even when the studies were coming out and the results were coming out where these people were having myocarditis and then they were having strokes. I mean, it didn't make sense to me.
No, it was something that happened. If you go back into 2021, it's under the Biden administration, and he, remember, had a requirement that he wanted to achieve by the 4th of July of a certain percentage of Americans having the COVID shot. Well, 4th of July came, and he miserably failed in that attempt.
We're not stupid.
Then what he did was he imposed the first mandate. He imposed it in July of 2021 against the healthcare workers, the what's called the CMS healthcare workers, federal healthcare workers. Then on August 24, he imposed the mandate on the military. And he also pressured the airlines, because a lot of these airlines, by the way, they have government contracts. Some of these airlines actually haul material for the government, different items that they transport. In addition to passengers that they're having for the general public, they also have cargo that they will transport for the government. So they have these different government contracts. And then they also are regulated by the government with the FAA. So the Biden administration came in and put pressure on these airlines to get their employees vaxxed. And the Biden administration did that to a lot of different employers. And the airlines, United was right there with them under their terrible CEO at the time. They were led by awful administration. And then American came right behind United. They came at about the same time, but United pretty much led the charge for the airlines, and they forced their employees to get the COVID shot.
And don't forget Fauci. Don't leave him out of the picture. He was pushing this so-called safe and effective shot, you know, after you wear your 10 mask and then no mask, and every week it changed. He was obviously getting financial incentive from
Yeah, so, and they, yeah, they were pushing all this safe and effective nonsense that was a lie, and they knew it was a lie. And so United forced their employees to get the COVID shot. So I remember being contacted by United employees, and we spent a lot of time working with United representatives and employees. And the union, by the way, terrible. None of the unions. There was only one union in the entire country. It wasn't airline related, that actually stood up for their employees.
Wow.
The unions were also just as bad because they weren't standing up for their employees. And this was a change, by the way, in the employment. They had a new employment requirement. To keep your job, you had to get the shot. Union should have been involved, but they didn't. And so we worked with them. Now what's happened is, why are we talking about this now? This happened in 2021. These people got terminated, or their religious accommodation for some was being laid off without pay, and then we'll call you back possibly when everything clears.
Doesn't sound like an accommodation to me.
It doesn't sound like an accommodation. But others, they just terminated. So we just filed a lawsuit within the last few days on behalf of three United Airlines former employees, a pilot that had been a pilot for 25 years, before that 11 years as a Navy aviator. He also won the award as a Navy aviator as the instructor of the year. So he's not only a pilot, but he was an instructor in the United States Navy, and he won the Instructor of the Year award among all the instructors in all the Navy. And then he did that for 11 years in the Navy, and then he worked for United for 25 years. He's a Roman Catholic. He objected to the COVID shot because of the aborted fetal cells. He was terminated.
But the crazy thing is, that's the kind of person you want flying your plane with, what, 100 people on it?
Yeah, and so the another one that we represent, we filed suit as well, is an individual who is a flight attendant. She had about 25 or so years of experience as a flight attendant, and she was terminated as well. Another one that we filed suit on is a remote worker. A remote worker. Her entire career, she has worked remote. She works in her home. She doesn't go into an office. She works remote, and she is one of the people that you might get if you're calling United regarding scheduling or regarding booking, things like that. That's what she did, and she did it remotely. So why would you force her to get the COVID shot? She's not around any employees. She's not around any customers. The virus, if she got sick, is not going to go through her cell phone. It's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
They terminated her as well. So they terminated her as a remote worker. When you read this complaint, particularly the complaint regarding the first officer, Christopher Gates, and you can find that on our website.
The pilot. Huh?
The pilot. You will see a very bad side of United about its operations, its deceitfulness. It actually has been called to account by courts. It has refused to adjust its position. In these cases, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the reason why these have now just come to the point of filing suit is back in 2021 when they were terminated, they did file an administrative complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which is a prerequisite to filing suit. Well, the EEOC in 2025 just came back with their review. The EEOC got inundated, by the way, with a lot of these kinds of complaints, so it took them a long time to process them. They just finally processed theirs. They came back and said, there's probable cause that United violated Title VII law. Probable cause. So that's a major development that happened. And so that allows these individuals to now file their own lawsuit. And that's what we did when they came to us. But United, here's this. This is just an incredible situation. Because United granted medical exemptions. But look at all the holes in the Swiss cheese that United had. And you have to ask yourself, why would they then, with all these exceptions, why would they fire a pilot, a flight attendant, and a remote worker?
So they granted medical exceptions to the COVID.
They granted medical exceptions, but they also granted all these exceptions. Listen to them. We actually have it in paragraph 22 of our complaint regarding the pilot, Christopher Gates. United justified its vaccination mandate as necessary to protect the health of employees, passengers, and the public. But United's mandate was riddled with exceptions. The airline did not require passengers to be vaccinated, even though they spent hours in an enclosed cabin with the United crew. It did not require vaccination for employees based in other countries, even though those employees worked alongside U.S.-based crews. It did not require vaccination for pilots from other airlines who occupied the cockpit jump seat on United flights. It did not extend the mandate to United Express, whose pilots flew United passengers on United routes under the United brand. It did not require vaccination for third-party caterers who prepared food served on United flights, or for contractors who worked in United facilities. And it exempted employees in states that prohibited proof of vaccination requirements.
That's crazy.
So it's like Swiss cheese, right? They have not only medical, but they have all these exemptions. So you can fly in the jump seat along with the pilots if you're not employed by United, but you're a pilot in another airline. You can fly under the United brand with the United route, with the United Signia, if you are flying United Express. It's okay to do that. But if you're a pilot with 25 years experience, if you're a remote worker, if you're a flight attendant, they're not going to give you any grace. They're going to terminate you. And so We have filed 3 federal lawsuits. We may file more on behalf of some of these individuals that were fired when United refused to even consider any kind of interactive engagement with these employees to discuss their religious accommodation request. An accommodation, for example, in the remote worker case is a no-brainer. And they refuse to do it, and they mock their religious faith. Well, United is not going to get away with this. We're going to make sure that the skies remain friendly for these individual employees that were abused by United. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.